It's here and now. So, do triathlons feel tame? How about an extreme obstacle course? A $150 million industry that includes the Warrior Dash, the Spartan Race, and the Tough Mudder.
Test your stamina. Hoorah! Hoorah! Toughness. Hoorah!
The Tough Mudder website. You crawl through mud, plunge into a vat of ice, run through live electric wires, 10,000 volts, and pay to do it. Last year, 460,000 people did just that, signing a death waiver. They included our next guest, Sean Gregory, who took part in one in Sarasota, Florida, and wrote about it for Time. He joins us from their studios. So, Sean, are you the guy who's done triathlons and needed a new challenge?
Definitely not. You know, I went down there really to soak in the Tough Mudder culture, kind of figure out why this is such a popular thing, because as you said, you're paying to do this. You're paying a decent amount of money to do this.
How much?
Anywhere from $90 to $200. The closer you come to the race, the more you have to pay. And you sit in a huge amount of traffic, at least down in Florida. There was a huge amount of traffic. It was a hassle, but people, it was like a college football game. It was a huge amount of people. And so really what happened was two things. I kind of decided it would really help the story to kind of really describe what it's like. And I wanted to challenge myself at the same time and thought, you know, I could probably do this when I saw a bunch of other people do it. And so I kind of took the plunge.
That seems to be the driving force behind these, that it gets something in you. It gets some competitive juices stirring, even if perhaps you don't belong out on this obstacle course for 4 hours. With, in your case, there were 13,500 people doing this. So you say the culture. What is the Tough Mudder culture?
It's a zealous culture. I mean, people who are into Tough Mudder are really, 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 really into Tough Mudder. Guys and gals go out in teams, so they all wear T-shirts. And it's a lot of people who work together, a lot of people who work out together in gyms. You know, mm-hmm. I saw a group of teachers and just people who, you know, might be in an office job but want to kind of need an outlet to kind of, you know, reconnect with nature and do something fun and challenging.
Fun.
So it's a bonding thing. Yeah, well, you know, they have a lot of, and they market the fun. So, you know, you finish it, there's music there, you know, you get a beer afterwards. It's like a music festival after. You kind of hang out, meet people, talk in like a big kind of area, like a mosh pit kind of thing.
Well, let's talk about the during, because we mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, what you're doing. You're crawling through mud. You're diving. At one point, you dove into a huge ice-cold pool. You sink into sort of a hot tub but filled with ice. Not just live electric wires once, but twice. Describe that part where you're going through electric wires and you're getting zapped.
Yeah, the twice was really bad. You know, I knew it was going to happen at the end, and I didn't really know it was going to happen in the middle. There's this, it's called the electric eel, where you have to crawl through mud with these dangling wires all around you, and you try to contort yourself through it so you avoid them. And if you do get zapped, you can't really jump up or run away because there's wires above you, so you're trapped. So, you know, when I got to that, I wasn't expecting it. If I knew it was there, to be honest, I might not have done the thing. Mm-hmm. But once you're there and you go through it, you're like, well, you know, you've done these 8 obstacles beforehand. You're like, now you're in the middle. You're like, you want to do this. It's a challenge. I'm going to do this. So I kind of just did it. And the feeling going through is it stinks. It's horrible. It's a shock that goes through your body. It's like getting pricked really hard kind of thing, and it goes up your back, and it's, you kind of get jolted forward, you know? Like, I remember I almost got out of the electric eel, thought I was home free, and then another wire zapped my leg, and it's like I just kind of popped out. I hated it, and, you know, and I think most people don't like it. So it's, that to me is the biggest mental block for me that I had to get over, and I think that's the same thing for a lot of people too.
Well, and one of the things that helps you, another part of this culture, is you're competing with yourself. You mentioned there were teams, people helping people, but people help people that aren't on their team.
They actually have a pledge about it. Before you go out into the race, you kind of raise your right hand and say this Tough Mudder pledge. It's like, I don't whine, kids whine, and I will help my fellow mudders on the course. And so it actually happens. You know, I tried to go up this Everest is the name of the obstacle. You kind of have to scale a wall, just run up like a quarter pipe. You know, if you know, in snowboarding, there's a half pipe. So like one side of the half pipe, you have to kind of run up and try to get over it, but it's really hard to do on your own, and I couldn't do it. So you need somebody at the top who's already done it to kind of pull you up. And then you get pulled up, and then it's like pay it forward, you know? So you feel like, all right, well, I got some help doing this, so I'm going to stay here and help other people. And I was, you know, I went out there by myself, so I, you know, I was doing it with strangers and strangers helping me. So there's this real, like, camaraderie on the course that they talk about and market, but that actually, at least when I saw, really, really happens, which is kind of, you know, that's a good thing. It's kind of neat.
Well, you say they. Co-founder and CEO of Tough Mudder is Will Dean. He had military training in Britain, went to Harvard Business School. This was sort of a Harvard Business School project, but sounds like he stole the idea for this from another company in Britain. There have been lawsuits back and forth. The school, Harvard, didn't go so far as saying he did steal it, but they said he violated the school's honesty and integrity standards, according to your writing, and put him on alumni probation for 5 years. I don't know if that means you can't go to the Harvard Club. I don't know what that means. But but it sounds like, you know, even if he had gotten the idea from somewhere else, he's really taken it to unbelievable heights.
Yeah, I mean, his point is that the information that I got or didn't get from the Race in Britain tough guy wasn't really that valuable. What was valuable was he saw the what was going on and thought he could take it to another level. He knew he can go into this business and do it. And he makes a comparison to the Facebook deal where, you know, whether or not Zuckerberg got the idea from the Winklevoss twins, you know, he made it better. So whether you buy that or not is kind of up to you. But yeah, I mean, he's figured out the marketing, and he's, you know, because they have, like, for example, they have a huge retail presence at this event. So when I was there, there was this tent, and underneath this tent was t-shirts and backpacks and Nerf balls and all this kind of Tough Mudder branded stuff, and it was packed.
Because on Monday when you return to your cubicle, you want to be able to wear your Tough Mudder headband. And yes, I completed it. You know, and we know this is happening. We know that, for instance, most gyms are adding, you know, extreme workout classes and things that feel more like military boot camp. So this sort of follows along with how people are feeling maybe boredom with just the usual run a race or go work out in the morning. Do you think that's a part of it, or do you think there's something else going on that this is so appealing?
I think, yes, it is a part of that. There's been, you know, the P90X, all these kind of extreme exercise regimens. I think Tough Mudder has kind of been swept up in that momentum, and it's helped them. But I think the main thing, it's the perfect business for the 2010, 2011, 2012 era, because it's so tied to social media. You know, you do the Tough Mudder, and you post it that you did it on Facebook, and then people like it and give you thumbs up, and it feels good to kind of get that out there. Same thing on Twitter, you know, like they rally, people rally around and send messages, and they, you know, and on Mondays they post pictures of themselves in the office with Tough Mudder headbands and t-shirts. And honestly, the event isn't that hard to do because you do it at your own pace and you get help out there.
You write, it's not as hard as training for a triathlon. It's not that. It's something hard and weird,
right,
and you have to withstand stuff, but it's not as if you're going to suddenly go from a Tough Mudder to the Olympics.
Exactly. But they bill it as probably the toughest event on the planet. So you just kind of ignore the probably, and you're telling people that you did this and it's the toughest thing in America to do, and that's what you feel about it, even though it isn't. So it's a brilliant bit of overselling on that part, and people get swept up on it, and it's really captured the technological phenomenon of social media.
Sean Gregory, senior writer for Time Magazine and the envy of all Tough Mudders, because he gets to tell it in Time Magazine.
Right, and it's funny. It's like I'm kind of making fun of, you know, people do it to brag it, but I guess I was kind of doing that too by writing the story. So, you know, but which wasn't my intention, I swear, but I know nobody believes me, and that's fine too. It's all good fun.
Sean, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And to see video of Sean on the Tough Mudder course, go to herenow.org. If you've ever done a Tough Mudder or a Warrior Dash or Spartan Race, pictures please at herenow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.